Good morning, Gilda.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
You know, I usually go to a place to get my coffee, and I didn't. I went somewhere else, and I got a lousy cup of coffee. So you're going to help me get my day off to a
good
start.
I'm really sorry about that.
a new analysis of Governor Snyder's proposed tax plan shows that low-income families would see a far bigger impact from income tax increases than wealthy families in Michigan. This is quite obvious. From your perspective, you still have some concerns about this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we already knew that even with the EITC, that poor families are paying a greater percentage of their income in taxes than somebody in moderate or higher income. But when this study came out, which was not actually our study, but it was a study done by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, and what they showed is that when you take a look at this whole new tax plan that the governor has proposed, it even increases the regressivity of our already regressive tax system, and that the impact on the poorest 20% of Michiganders, those people that make less than $17,000 a year, it's not a lot of money, that they would be paying 1.1% more of their income towards taxes than somebody making, let's say, $151,000. Okay, that's a nice chunk of money. They would only be paying an additional 0.4% more. The top group would be paying a tenth of a percentage point more. So, you know, we're talking about this huge range, and in fact, that the poorest people would be paying 10 times more than richer households.
Do you think this was done intentionally?
Yeah, I don't know if it was done intentionally, but I certainly understand that the governor is an accountant, and now we can show him, you know, what the results are. I think that perhaps not enough thought was put into this in terms of who's going to share the pain of the burden of trying to, pull us out of this economic mess. And, you know, more and more we're seeing that with the business cuts amounting to 86% business cut, creating an even larger hole that has to be filled on top of the deficit that we already have in the state, so we're going to be like cutting services for low-income people, having them really pay higher taxes, and then cutting businesses by their tax burden by 86%. So there is really no sharing of the burden here at all.
Gilda, from what you know, has the governor or his staff seen this analysis, and if so, have they responded?
Well, actually, I have a one-on-one with the governor next week. we have, which is great. I'm thrilled. I mean, he's actually giving me a half an hour to go in and talk to him. We have sent him just yesterday a lot of our information and our fact sheets so that he can see this. This certainly was included in what we sent to him. So, you know, I really want to have a good sit down with him because I do think, you know, in the end, he wants to be reasonable, but right now the plan that he has is really not a fair plan.
All right, Gilda, rich or poor, it appears we all are going to have to share in the burden to try and get us back on our feet to get the budget balanced.
And I accept that.
Do you think that people who have more means, who are wealthier, should pay more than poor people?
Well, I do, actually. And, I think that this state really has to take a look at whether or not we want to move to a graduated income tax. Most other states in our country and states that are doing a lot better than us economically have a graduated income tax. You know, it's pretty intuitive that that's really what ought to happen. Now, you know, I think everybody does have to share in this, in this fix. But I think that there is a way to do it fairly.
Gilda, when is your meeting with the governor?
Next Tuesday morning.
You know what we're going to try and do? See if we can schedule you to come on the program Wednesday and tell us what you learned.
I would try. Wednesday's kind of a crazy day, but if we do it early in the morning, I could probably do it.
Well, I'll wake you up. You know that.
Oh, I'm already. You know I'm always up.
All right, Gilda, thanks so much. I'll try and set that up with your office.
All right, sounds great.